This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Post-disaster response efforts including search and rescue operations and DNA profiling continue in the flood-affected areas. Foreign Affairs Minister Shishir Khanal stresses on advancing Nepal-China relations beyond conventional border management, advocating for strategic partnership. Nepal wins ACC Men's Premier Cup, securing berth in 2027 Asia Cup. And Saudi Arabia shuts major oil pipeline after drone attack from Iraq. Now the news in detail. The DNA test of samples collected to identify the bodies of those who perished in the Bhote Kosi floods is being carried out in full swing at different forensic laboratories. Central Police spokesperson and DIZ at Nepal Police Abhi Narayan Kafle said that DNA testing is being conducted at the Central Forensic Science Laboratory of Nepal Police and the laboratory of the Nepal Academy of Science and Technology NAST in Kumaltar. Experts from China, India, Singapore and South Korea are here to assist the Nepal Police specialist team. Indian and Korean teams are assisting at the police forensic laboratory, while Indian and Chinese teams are providing support at the Kumaltar laboratory. According to experts, DNA testing using the deceased bones and teeth takes up to 4 days. As of bodies recovered up to Saturday afternoon, necessary procedures including DNA sample collection were completed and 1,230 bodies were buried. A total of 3,065 DNA samples comprising 1,286 from the deceased and 1,779 from their relatives have been collected for body identification. Currently, 25 to 30 samples are being tested daily, according to DIG Kafle. The police said so far DNA testing has been performed on over 400 samples. Preparations are also being made to bring a laboratory into operation at the Bagmati Province Police Office in Hetauda to accelerate the DNA testing process. Meanwhile, post-disaster response efforts including search and rescue operations, DNA profiling, support at holding centers and implementation of community police partnership programs are continuing in the flood-affected areas in Nuakot under the Timure to Tribeni Special Operation of Nepal Police. A team deployed by the Nepal Police Headquarters as part of the operation has been working in coordination with the District Traffic Police Office on crime control and investigation, distribution of humanitarian assistance and traffic management following the devastating flash floods that struck the Bhote Kosi Trisuli River systems on the 26th of August. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal has underscored the importance of advancing Nepal-China relations beyond conventional border management, advocating for a strategic partnership centered on environmental cooperation, climate security, technology, trade and infrastructure development. He made the remark during a program titled Nepal-China Relations Expanding Horizons of Cooperation, part of the Kashmandap Dialogue Series 3 organized by Foundation Peace, Development and Socialism in Kathmandu yesterday. He contended that environmental resilience and climate security should be the cornerstone of Nepal-China collaboration in the context of climate change and escalating environmental challenges. Minister Khanal suggested initiatives such as real-time satellite data sharing, collaborative weather forecasting, and an early warning system to alleviate cross-border disasters like landslides, erratic weather patterns, and other climate-related occurrences. Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel has said misleading publicity will not derail the government's ongoing education reform campaign. In a social media post, Minister Pokhrel said an incident during consultations in Siraha and Saptari was distorted to create confusion. He said the team had to leave the venue after two individuals disrupted the program and accused some of circulating a video clip of less than a minute to misrepresent the incident. The minister said the government respects the right to dissent but urged people not to form opinions without knowing the full context. He also reminded that the government is collecting suggestions from students, teachers, parents and other stakeholders to amend the National Curriculum Framework 2076 PS. More than 360,000 cooking gas cylinders have been supplied to Kathmandu Valley through alternative routes since September 3 following disruption of the Prithvi Highway at Krishnabir. According to the Nepal Oil Corporation NOC, 233,662 cylinders entered the valley in the first 5 days from September 7 to 11. The daily supply ranged from around 40,000 to 53,000 cylinders. LPG cylinders are being refilled at plants in several Tarai districts and transported to Kathmandu through alternative routes after the highway was blocked by a landslide. NOC spokesperson Manoj Kumar Thakur said the current supply is higher than the valley's normal daily requirement of 35,000 to 40,000 cylinders. He urged consumers not to panic or hoard gas, saying efforts are underway to prevent shortages. Flights at Suketar Airport in Taplejung, which have remained suspended for more than 3 months, are expected to resume as weather conditions have gradually improved. According to Nepal Airlines Corporation, flights have been disrupted since June 5 due to persistent rain, fog and poor visibility. The airline has now scheduled one flight a week on Mondays in September compared with the usual 3 flights a week. The coming flight is expected to operate if weather remains favorable. Passengers and local business operators have urged authorities to resume regular services, particularly with the Dasain and Tihar festivals approaching and the tourist season beginning. They say regular flights are important to meet rising travel demand and support local tourism and businesses. Now a sports news update. Nepal won the ACC Men's Premier Cup 2026, defeating the UAE in the final in Kuala Lumpur of Malaysia yesterday. Nepal won the match by 44 runs, securing its place in the Asia Cup for the second time. The 2027 Asia Cup is scheduled to be held in Bangladesh from June 18th to July 4th. Previously, Nepal had secured its place in the Asia Cup after winning the ACC Premier Cup in 2023, while the UAE had won the 2024 edition. In the final match yesterday, chasing a target of 314 runs set by Nepal, the UAE were all out for 269 runs in 49.1 overs. Earlier, Nepal was elected to bat first after winning the toss and scored 313 runs for 9 wickets in 50 overs. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Saudi Arabia has temporarily shut its major east-west oil pipeline after it was targeted by drones launched from Iraq. According to the BBC, the kingdom says it suspended the pipeline as a precaution after the attack caused some injuries and damage. The extent of the damage is still being assessed. The pipeline closure comes as fighting intensifies in Yemen. Houthi forces and Saudi-backed Yemeni government forces are treading strikes along the Red Sea coast. The Houthis say they have seized much of Yemen's Red Sea coastline and control the strategic Bab al-Mandab Strait. The developments are adding pressure to global oil and shipping routes. Meanwhile, Iran is due to meet Gulf states in Oman on Monday to discuss regional security and the Strait of Hormuz. The tensions around the two key waterways have pushed oil prices above $100 a barrel. The latest escalation is putting further pressure on global oil and shipping markets, with analysts warning that prolonged disruption could increase pressure on the wider global energy and shipping markets. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions throughout the country today. Moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions. In the Tarai region, moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces and at a few places in Mathis province, including the Tarai areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Kosi and Bagmati provinces and the hilly areas of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Post-disaster response efforts, including search and rescue operations and DNA profiling, continue in the flood-affected areas. Foreign Affairs Minister Shishir Khanal stresses on advancing Nepal-China relations beyond conventional border management, advocating for strategic partnership. Nepal wins ACC Men's Premier Cup, securing berth in 2027 Asia Cup. And Saudi Arabia shuts major oil pipeline after drone attack from Iraq. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.